I appreciate your positive response to bringing Dr. Graves with us today. Let's field some phone calls, Dr. Graves. What do you say?
Okay, that's fine.
Let's see what Paul in Florida has to say. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi there. How you doing?
Fine.
Your interference isn't too bad today. You're coming in pretty good down here.
Very good.
Okay. My first question is, I just got in and I turned on the radio, and I believe you gave the patent number for the cure for AIDS.
Yes, we did.
Okay, could you? I'm sorry to ask you to be redundant, but could you repeat that, please? I have a pencil and paper here now.
Yeah, Chris, you want to do that?
Okay, that's patent number 5676-977.
977's in the website if I wanted to do a search?
That would be USPTO. That's USPTO.
Yeah.
.gov.
.gov. Gov. Okay, I got a couple questions regarding that, if I may.
Go ahead.
Is that a drug from a company that's located up in Providence, Rhode Island?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's the one that's owned by this Orthodox rabbi in Tel Aviv. It's a subsidiary?
He's the inventor.
Aha, uh-huh, yeah, same one, okay.
Rabbi Dr. Marvin Antelman.
Okay, I thought it was the same thing. Okay, and now, given that HIV is a retrovirus in that it imprints itself on your genetic code, does this drug remove that imprint, or does it just arrest the condition temporarily? Would you know?
Well, you know, that I'm not going to answer because it's not my patent. I think that's a question for Dr. Antelman, and I think that's a question for the Patent and Trademark Office. They have a policy of not issuing a patent for claims that cannot be met. So here in the sentence line of this patent, it says it is a treatment for curing AIDS, and I'll let the experts decide. I believe that we conduct the clinical trials of this. Tetracil is the name of it.
Tetracil.
Yes, if we conduct the clinical trials of the Tetracil, we'll know relatively fast whether it's effective or not.
Okay, how do you spell T-E-T-R-A-C-I-L?
T-E-T-R-A-S-I-L, and I think there was a trademark name on that, and they changed it to Imusil, I-M-U-S-I-L.
Okay, is that made by a major drug company? Or just
again, it's made by Marantech Corporation out of Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, how do you spell that, please?
Marantech?
Yeah.
M-A-R-A-N-T-E-C-H, and that information is there on the patent.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Hello, Jeff.
Yes. Sir, as far as the concentration camps is concerned, what would you say that these concentration camps be like, and what would be the criteria for people to go to these camps?
Well, you know, as I understand that the concentration camps were designated, i.e. their latitude and longitude, in accordance with something called the King Alfred Plan. And if you're unfamiliar with that, I would say go to Google and put in King Alfred Plan, and you'll see that there's a lot more on the horizon. And again, I think it's the rise of this Fourth Reich, the police state, that I believe we're heading to with light speed.
And another very simple question to go along with that: how would we as people stop it? And would you think that we're at the point of no return, or close to being at the point of no return?
Well, I think we're close to being at the point of no return. I believe that our call for full disclosure of the U.S. Special Virus Program and review and investigation of this secret federal virus development program would begin to take the lever back in our favor, if you know what I mean. So we need to unite to review the U.S. Special Virus Program, period. And we need the immediate clinical trial testing of the patented cure, the U.S. patented cure for AIDS. Let us try to move forward.
Of course. And as far as these camps are concerned, I was reading a book called America Sold Out by Ray Hope, and Al Cuppert wrote a lot of it. And in that book, it talks about the torture that's going to occur at these future camps, and that is going to be scary. If people really knew what these were like, people would rise up in arms.
Well, we are, even before the tsunami, we were saying that this whole effort is to build a tsunami of public outrage. And I believe that we can best do that by showing the evidence, the scientific documents, the contracts, and the experiments of the U.S. Special Virus Program. I believe that's the best way to go.
Absolutely.
Well, Doctor, I thank you for the solution, and do have a nice day.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is vital. Documentation is where we come from, and this is why Dr. Graves and myself are connecting so well together here. Julius in Arizona, welcome to the show, Julius.
Good morning, brave fellows.
Yeah, thanks for the warning.
Yeah, Boyd, I appreciated you. I had lobbied a guy in Tucson a few years ago to get you on the radio, and he did have you on, and of course, most of what you said was met with incredulous response from the listening audience that couldn't comprehend that such a thing might happen. However, I think people are beginning to wake up to the fact that there are a lot of things wrong with this world.
Julius, stay with us as we go to the commercial pause. Please stay with us, Julius. We'll continue on the other side with Dr. Boyd Graves. BoydGraves.com is his website. It's on our website. I believe it's number 36 on research and information. Lots of information by Dennis the Menace on a rampage, as usual, on AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K. Stay with us.